Well, I think it's fair to say that the word coming out of London is probably the most significant in the story so far. Let me tell you what this membership committee has said, the subcommittee that took the submissions from people who wanted for or against this name change. They've said the recommendation, which came after consultation with stakeholders, will be discussed and voted upon at a full FA Council meeting on the 9th of April. And it further says Hull City are able to make a further submission to the FA Council before that 9th of April meeting. In other words, I read from that that the FA are not convinced by the argument this football club has put forward to change its name. Well, it looks now as though that ballot that has been put forward by the vice chairman, Ihab Halam, is in direct response to this move by the FA. We caught up with fans who were attending the Manchester City game to see what they made of a ballot.
The best thing to do is ask the fans, and that's what he's doing. So, you know, that's all they can do.
The fans and the generationals will be here, with the greatest respect to the Alams, be here longer than there, because the track record is that some of these chairmen have been and gone in 3 and 4 and 5 years.
I think it's fair, because you pay to see your club, don't you, really? And just to go against them, it's not fair.
So the 9th of April is the all-important day, and that's just a few days before the FA Cup semi-final. In that week in April, this football club's going to be big news across this country and across the world.